Hey, welcome back to Shed Talk. Y'all know I'm real big into nutrition and working out, staying healthy. It all sounded good whenever we were younger. You know, it was easy. But as we get older, it doesn't work out like that. You know, but I had the opportunity to bring somebody today on the podcast show that's going to tell us about how they maneuver from being an instructor, also a photographer, and obviously being a mother as well. Welcome in, Adriana. How you doing today?
Great, thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Hey, I had the opportunity to look at some of your content that you do have on some social media that you do have. And you're like really big into fitness. And I really like that a lot. You know, that's awesome. Can you please tell me a little bit, how do you balance all that stuff? And also tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, sometimes I'm still trying to figure out how I balance it all, to be perfectly honest.
Right.
I've been a personal trainer for 20 years, NASM certified, for 18 of those years, probably. I used to live in Atlanta, and I was a bartender at the time, not really doing a whole lot that was productive with my life, but I went to college for my photography degree. And I was a gym rat,
Right.
and trainers would often ask if I thought about becoming one. And so that planted the seed. And then I started out at a one-on-one studio down there. When I moved up to Pennsylvania, I found a job at it right away, and the rest was history. So it's a huge passion for photography as well. And balancing it all, a work in progress.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot, you know. But what actually drawn you to fitness? Like, what really made you be like, hey, I need to get locked into this life right here?
It started with my parents.
Really?
They got a gym, my sister and I, that is, as teenagers, and started our habits in our late teens. My father had us in self-defense at a young age, being a military man. And there's a dog being handed to
Nice puppy.
And so I could go into the gym when I was probably 19, played soccer before that. My parents found, when we were teenagers, probably to deal somewhat with the stress of having two teenage girls, and they to join them in that journey. So really, that's where I got my start.
Yeah, it like tapped you into something, and you're like, you know what, this is for me. You kind of, it just grew on you, you know? Tell me a little bit about, as far as, and when it gets down to the fitness aspect, what have you learned in your journey as far as in the human body? Like, what did you learn, how it works?
Oh, so much. One of the things about the NASM certification is it all is based around an overhead squat assessment. And that's basically you doing a squat with your arms straight up in the air. So for every new client, I would take them and do the overhead squat assessment and look for their overactive muscles. What's tight? What's pulling them in the wrong direction? Then what's weak? What's not pulling them in the right direction? Through that assessment, you build the routine, right?
Right.
So all these injuries, the commonly overactive muscles, all that kind of stuff, I can see from people running down the street. I look at people running, their right foot kicking out to the side every stride, and I can see that their IT bands are tight, that they need certain foam rolling techniques to relax stuff if they're going to wind up with an injury. It makes you look at the whole human body different. It's really fascinating stuff.
So it's so our bodies are kind of like a, well, they are a machine. And if, even though you woke up and you think everything is working correctly, it may be tight, so it's not gonna function the way that it should, right?
Yeah. And as you age, when we're younger, we get away with so much more. But then you cross a certain age threshold, and that doesn't feel like the case anymore. Stuff starts to hurt, and stuff starts to break down. And so we have to change our view of how we exercise to make it about safety and taking care of our bodies. And hopefully, along the path, embracing just the love of being healthy and not about how we look. It's so
Right.
common to criticize ourselves about how we look, but it should be about a strength goal. How can I do more pull-ups? How can I do more push-ups? How can I make my legs stronger? And then the rest comes.
Yeah, you know, I look at it like you know, I do a lot of reading on about the human body and how our body are like a, it's like a machine, regardless of the outside of it. Inside of it is always in a state of repair. And it's all about the food and the nutrition is what it actually needs the most. And the fitness journey is something that we really need to pay attention to. Let me ask you this. Is there like a routine that you would say that you would recommend people do in the morning when they wake up?
Drink a full glass of water.
Okay.
I know there's a lot of back and forth about intermittent fasting, eating right away in the morning, waiting until later in the day. I think those things are specific to each person's body.
Right.
But the first thing I do every morning is a full pint of water. First thing. Because I feel like it gets your hydration going. I struggle a little bit with low blood pressure.
Okay.
I have to stay hydrated. When I get dehydrated, I get woozy if I stand up too fast. So that's really key. But that full glass of water, ideally with a lemon in it, get your metabolism going.
Yeah. You know, I guess you could say everything that's advertised out there, it has this instant gratification. You're going to get this energy. How do you encourage people to drink more water?
That's a good question. In fact, I saw a product on TikTok recently that measured the water for you. And then you see all those bottles with the, you got this and the lime.
Yeah.
I have this glass near me. Right. All day long. It's somewhere within reach. I refill it as many times as I need to. But if you're not sure how much water you're drinking in a day, a great idea is to track it either through an app, putting it in a notebook. Keep track of the quantity. There's such a thing as overhydration too. But roughly speaking, about a gallon of water a day is what the human body likes to thrive on. And if you put it into your system before you do anything else, before caffeine, before food, first thing in the beginning of the day, it can help get your...
Should you have cold water or room temperature water? What would you say?
That's a good question. I prefer cold water.
Right.
Trying to think what I've seen with the lemon water. I think room temperature is better for you.
Really?
In the wintertime, I drink a lot of hot water by itself because I'm cold.
Yeah, right.
But many years ago, learned that drinking hot water actually helps your digestion process.
Mm-hmm.
So tea is great too, but just straight hot water has its health benefits too. You know, you're not going to do that in the summertime, right?
Right.
Little preferences in play, but.
So another question for you with the fitness, if somebody is interested in getting, they want to start looking at their health, what advice would you give somebody that wants to start this journey of starting to take care of their body? What's some good advice?
I think the key is finding something that you enjoy doing, because if it feels like torture, you can still develop an addiction to exercise that you hate. I've seen it happen. But ideally you're doing something that you get some joy from, whether it's taking walks, whether it's going to the gym, but something that brings you joy. Playing a sport is a great start, and making it part of your post-it notes on the bathroom mirror, on the fridge, keeping a journal, keeping track of what you eat, just for the simple fact of knowing what it is that you typically eat in a day and where your calories are coming from can be really useful.
Right.
Accountability. I had a conversation with a woman I know just the other day about it, and she's never tracked her calories before. So the cold hard fact, as you mentioned, different diet and size plans swear that they're the end all be all, and it's just advertising. Everybody's body is different, and it often takes a lot of trial and error. And many of these crash diets, they work because you suddenly have structure where you didn't before. So it's not because you're waiting for your blood type or you're taking out all the carbs. Taking out some carbs can help, but it's because you're now restricting your calories and you most likely didn't before. Cause a lot of people jump on these bandwagons cause they have big weight loss goals.
Right.
And they can be really helpful. The main concern is that when you're dealing with a really hard crash, way too many times that people fail down the road because it's too restrictive. So maybe they'll lose 100 pounds and they'll have an incredible story to tell.
Right.
But sooner or later, they're just tired of depriving themselves to such an extreme, and then they wind up gaining it back.
So is it more of so it's not a diet that you look for, it's more of a lifestyle change.
Yes.
It has to be a natural lifestyle change that where you can adjust to it and you don't feel like you need to have a cheat day. It has to be more of your lifestyle.
Yeah, it's more about like tweaking what your lifestyle is.
Right.
You know, I make some jokes where I'm pretty Italian and I love pasta. I can't live without it. I can't zero carb it. It's crazy town. But so it's quantity, right?
Like
it's variation in carbohydrates. But I'm certainly not cutting because your body needs carbs. So we were lied to for all these decades, the fitness industry where carbs became the enemy. They're not the enemy. Your muscles need carbs too. So there's all these lies in the weight loss industry just designed to hook you and grab you in. Even down to spot reducing body fat and all these machines and tools that are supposed to do it, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
And the body is different. So what works for you might not work for me or the person next to me, you know, and it takes a little trial and error.
Yeah, that's one thing that I see, though, that you'll get a lot of commercials out there, and it's kind of like one path does not fit for everybody because we are all God's children, and every last one of us, we are different. You know, and your body responds differently than somebody else's body does. And I guess you could say getting in tune with what your body is really looking for is something that we have to pay attention.
Yeah, it's just exercise. It's really easy to go through the motions of an exercise. It takes a little bit more self-awareness to find the muscles you're targeting and make them do the job.
Awesome. Yeah. That is so cool. Can't go wrong with that at all. Whenever it gets down to it exactly, you know, I guess you say you want to get on this health journey. And, you know, a lot of people kind of go both feet in. And I think that from seeing things that people, you jump in so fast and you want to do this, you want to buy that, you want to get this membership. So you're saying you got to crawl before you walk in this health journey?
Yes, but a membership or a personal trainer can be a great tool because now you have a monetary obligation. So a lot of times once you put your money behind it, you might be more likely to follow through. Working with a personal trainer can be helpful because you wind up not wanting to let that person down. Plus you're spending money on it. You have a set appointment time. Another great tool could be a workout buddy, just somebody that you go take your walks with.
That holds you accountable for. I got you. I get you on that. So, hey, switching gears now on here. It says that you do photography. How do you do that in between fitness as well?
I don't do it as much as I used to. Before kids, I really had a pretty good business rolling. So I went to school. I majored in photography, essentially minored in sculpture, even though my college was very small and really didn't do official minors.
Right.
And so when I moved here, I sort of rebuilt my small photography business. And then when the kids came into the picture, it took a little bit of a backseat. So it's more like an odd job here or there. But when I moved here, I was starting from scratch. I went kind of prodigal for a few years there. And when I moved here, it was a reset and a start over. So I got rid of the bartending and the different sort of lifestyle I was leading. And I got into the fitness industry full time. And through that gym where I worked, which I loved so much, my boss, who was the gym owner, allowed me to promote my photography business. So I would set up little family portrait days and mini sessions and stuff like that right in the gym. And built a name for myself as a photographer. But then as the kids took over with life and motherhood, that kind of took a little bit of a backseat. So I do odd things here and there, but would like to.
Yeah.
Because I miss it.
Yeah. As the kids get older, you know, things change. The gears got to shift. I understand that 100%. But so now it's like, you know, obviously being mom full time and you put the photography on the back burner for right now. But you definitely make sure that you do your fitness journey quite often. How often do you say you work out?
I work out 6 days a week. I'm active 7 days a week. I'm a very, I don't stop moving a lot. When we do homeschool, I sit down with the girls and I'm sitting, my dog's sitting on my lap. But it typically hurts when I get up.
Yeah, right.
Constant mover. I'm in constant motion. Sometimes to a fault. But I've kept personal training clients from home. So COVID changed the game for all of us, right? I was working at the gym still and starting to work from home a little bit more. And when COVID hit and the gym shut down, I switched as many clients as were willing to virtual and trained some here in my driveway. And
you still do that now? You have clientele as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
5-6 mornings a week. I do about an hour long live on TikTok. And then it's either before or after my personal training clients. And some come here to my gym and some are virtual. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that. So okay. With the fitness, you say that I did have an opportunity to see on TikTok that you go live. And yeah. You enjoy reaching out to the community that way, as far as in stretching and things that can be beneficial to people. Have you found people that are a part of on this journey? Have you found that they are like, hey, I'm so glad that I was able to talk to you because you helped me out?
Yeah, it's been all along through TikTok and for the past 20 years, a very rewarding profession. Because you do get to help people. I told you I was a bartender before that. I was helping people dead of sin, encouraging their vices. And I went from that into personal training, where I'm doing exactly the opposite and encouraging their healthy goals and their strength and seeing people get off of medications in some cases. I'll never forget having a woman come into the gym and tell me, I'm off my blood pressure meds. She was so excited. Yeah. We celebrated and meeting people through TikTok, meeting people online. I'm a naysayer of social media. You may have been in one of my lives where I say that. And through it all have been so humbled, because not only do I have this tremendous Christian community, and I feel bold to witness on there. So I do a lot of that. I do a lot of praying with people. I talk about faith. I encourage people towards faith, or I just share my faith with them and we pray together. Because as you know, when two or more of us are gathered in his name, he's with us. And it's just a simple thing.
Our body is a temple and we should treat it as such. You know, that's awesome. I really do appreciate your time. Obviously, you know, you are juggling three things, but mainly two of them right now is more of the priority. And one other question, do you believe that you need to keep moving if you want to keep living as we get older?
Absolutely. I think the evidence is in the older generations that we know. I mean, when you look back at the farmers, they moved all day, every day. I think of my grandmother, who was such a major influence in my life. And at 94, she finally downsized to an apartment. But in her 90s, she was cutting her own grass, edging her own lawn.
Wow.
Carrying a stone bird bath into the garage in the wintertime and back outside in the spring. She didn't keep a single trash can in her house. She kept a shopping bag out in the garage so that if she had to throw anything away, she would go down the stairs and all the way outside.
Yeah.
That, you know, like,
your body's a machine. You got to keep that machine moving. You got to. You know, my grandparents are in their late 70s. And they stay active walking all the time. My grandmother walks every day. My grandpap, he retired twice and he has another job and he's changing tires. You know, this is in the 70s. Like, you know, I mean, you feel like, wow, you're doing that. And he told me, he said, you know what? You know, you have to keep moving. And it's like you said, the evidence is there. You know, your grandmother in her 90s, she was like, I'll take the trash out there. Don't leave nothing in the house. I'll take it out there to the curb.
I was a teenager. She was in her 80s. And if we were out somewhere walking together, every several feet, I had to jump a couple steps just to keep up with her.
Right.
It's
hey,
for sure.
You know what? This has been great. I really do appreciate your time. And, you know, I'm glad that you're out there doing what you can to help out the community. And another way, if somebody was interested in getting a hold of you on social media, what are some of the ways that they can get a hold of you and see your classes and stuff like that?
I'd say the best way where I'm most active is on TikTok. I do have Facebook and Instagram accounts where I do post some, and that's where fitness and photography meet, because I've taken some black and white photos and posts. But I'd say TikTok's probably where I'm most active right now, and it's APS.
So, you know, before I let you go, now, do you pray before class or do you pray after class?
I pray at the end, but there have been more and more moments lately where I stop and pray. I drop everything and stop and pray because my friends in the room or someone I've never met just drops in with a prayer request. And then I just stop what I'm doing and we give it to God together because, you know, I'm but a servant. And when I see a need, I switch gears.
Awesome. That is so awesome. Also, I will have all these links at the bottom of the podcast for everybody to be able to follow these links and be able to check her out and go from there. Hey, I appreciate you coming on here and talking to me with this time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, y'all. I'll talk to y'all later. Thanks for y'all listening.